Hey, the first success of the meeting so far, getting it started. All right, we'll call this meeting to order on October 23rd, and it's about 1:43. Thank you so much, and welcome to everybody. It's so great to have everyone here. We've got our anchor location at the Uinta Basin Association of Governments, and really just appreciate them for hosting us today. And then, of course, we welcome those who are joining online as well. We'll start today just by doing some introductions, and I'm especially excited that we have some new council members to introduce. Maybe we'll start with you, Emmett, and then we can go online to Mike for our new members, and then we'll go around with the rest of the participants.
Good afternoon. My name is Emmett Duncan. I'm on the Tribal Council.
All right. Well, thanks so much for joining us. And those online, could you hear him okay?
Yeah, it's a little soft, but yes, we could.
It's a long table, so if you can't hear one of us, just let us know. All right. And then, Mike, can we go online to you as our other new member?
Hi, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Mike Natchez, and I am the Uinta Band representative on the Ute Tribe Business Committee. Glad to be here. Apologize for not being there in person, or and my camera's not working, it looks like either. But anyways, glad to be here though. Thanks.
Hey, well, we're just glad to have you on the committee and appreciate you joining with us. So thanks so much for being here. And then back to the room, I'm Evan Curtis. I'm the chair of the board. I'm with the Governor's Office of Planning and Budget. And again, just really pleased to be here. Let's go ahead and go, Commissioner Miles.
Yeah, Greg Miles, Duchesne County Commissioner, and I would like to especially also welcome our Business Committee board members. Thank you. It was a pleasure to serve with the former board members representing the Business Committee and look forward to working with you. So thank you.
Thank you. All right, and then we'll go to Commissioner Horrocks, and then while you've got the mic, you might as well introduce the rest of the individuals in the room with you as well.
Okay, Commissioner Brad Horrocks here with Uinta County. I also have Commissioner Larson and Commissioner Norton. She just stepped out for a second, but she is here, and so we're glad to be here, be a part of this. I think it's been a great deal, and appreciate everybody's work and effort. And welcome the new members here, committee members, and can't wait to work with you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. And then while we're online, let's go ahead and go with Jennifer and then Carver.
Jennifer Domenici, Assistant Director in the Housing and Community Development Division.
And Carver Black, Financial Manager for the Revitalization Fund.
All right, great. Thanks for being here. And we'll come back to the room. Chris, we'll start with you and
So,
then just go around.
Chris Piper, I'm with the legal counsel for the Uinta Basin Revitalization Fund. I also represent the Navajo Revitalization Fund and Navajo Trust Fund, and so they're all kind of grouped together with my portfolio.
Paul?
Oh, hey, Paul Moberly, Program Manager, Uinta Basin Revitalization Fund.
Thank you. And our amazing hostess?
Laurie Roman with the Uinta Basin Association of Governments.
All right. Well, once again, thanks everyone for being here. Really appreciate it. And I'm glad you're all joining us today. I don't think we missed anybody else. If so, speak now. All right. We'll go to agenda item number two, the approval of the minutes from March 29th, 2023. Hopefully you've all had a chance to look over those. Are there any comments or questions on the minutes from what you've seen?
I didn't see anything that needed amended or correction, so I would make a motion that we approve the minutes from the March 29th, 2023 meeting.
That is in order. We have a motion on the table to approve the minutes. Do I hear a second?
I'll second it.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion in the motion? Hearing none, all in favor, say aye.
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 All right. Great. I understand we've got an abstention.
Yeah, abstention. I wasn't here.
All right, perfect. Thank you. Just for the record, we have two new committee members who weren't at that last meeting, so we do have an abstention. All right. Moving on to agenda item number, and actually, well, for the minutes, just to make sure, Mike, let me just make sure I recorded your vote correctly. Were you in favor of approving the minutes, or did you abstain?
I abstain as well.
Okay, that's what I thought. I just wanted to make sure. Thank you. All right, so moving on to agenda item number three, we will go over our fund report. I'll turn the time over to you, Paul, to walk us through that.
Sure. So we did get our new funding allocation for this year. I have that reflected on the agenda, and I think if everyone on the call can, on the Zoom can see that, then I don't need to read this through. Do I need to read it through for the, I mean, I can, if you want.
Good.
Okay.
You can all see it.
It's a lot of numbers. So you can see the totals for each of the entities, the eligible entities on there. The new available, that far right hand column, is what we have currently in the fund to work with for these projects.
All right, great.
Now that's allocated by a formula automatically, and that's in statute. So there's no need to approve that per se.
Okay. Well, great. Are there any questions though while we're on this agenda item from any of the board members?
None with me.
All right.
No, it's just a welcome sight to see a little bit more money in there than we're used to. We're grateful for more revenue that's come in to boost our numbers a little bit. So it's a very good thing.
Absolutely. All right. Well, if there are no other questions, we'll go ahead and move to agenda item number 4, board business. And we'll start out with our annual board training. Appreciate Chris Piper with the Attorney General's office being here with us today. And I'll go ahead and
yep. Am I coming through okay? Everyone can hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Great. So we're going to stir it up a little bit. Commissioner Miles and the chair approved me to do my new and improved Open and Public Meetings Act presentation, and it's in the form of Jeopardy. So I'll ask those online to be, you know, bold enough to just chime in, kind of yell it out if you'd like to answer the question. I'll let you guys keep score if you want, you know, competition, stimulate a little bit more participation. There should be some music if we can turn volume all the way down.
No, it's up.
That's all right. There. It's okay. All right, so we'll jump in. I will say, just as a, you'll notice it's geo parody, not Jeopardy. This is not in violation of any copyrights, trademarks. Parodies are protected under
the law. Thanks, Chris. I was worried about that.
I'll also add, this is a pilot. You know, I've done this once. This, you know, final version. So there might be a few hiccups. So you know, any feedback you have, just let me know. Some of the questions are tricky, so don't feel bad if you don't know. This is all just for learning. Except when you're competing with your colleagues, in which case it's, you know, doggy dog. But I'll go ahead and we'll get started. Let's just go around the circle. Yeah, I'll run it right here. Can you all see online? All right. So today's category is Foundations of OPMA. OPMA refers to the Open and Public Meeting Act. Types of meetings, closed meetings in particular, compliance requirements, best practices, and legal. You can tell I really struggled to figure out how to distinguish some of these different categories. We'll go ahead and if it's okay, Mr. Chair, we'll start with you and kind of go around the room, and then online people could just choose. We'll just take turns that way.
Take closed meetings for 100.
Closed meetings for 100. Recordings and minutes of closed meetings are considered protected under this Utah law. Timer's going.
Ding, ding, ding. What is...
You said it. He said grandma. What is grandma? Grandma is the Government Records Access and Management Act, and it governs all records. So this is just your kind of public service announcement. All of your... Anything that's reproducible that's not a draft is a record. So text messages in your capacity as board members here, emails, even potentially voicemails that you have on your phone. Those are all records. They may possibly be requested, and they may be, and if they are not sensitive under a particular basis under the records law, then they need to be provided to the public. So just keep that in mind as public servants in this capacity, your state officers and everything you create that's reproducible may potentially, you know, be in the public at some point. So if you have questions about that, reach out to me. Don't hesitate. That's your public service announcement. I won't spend that much time on each So the answer is correct, Evan. It's, you know, I don't know, what was that, 100 points?
100 points, oh.
Okay. Keep track.
He can have another cookie.
But, yeah, there you go. So grandma is correct. Oh, so let's go back home. All right. Let's just keep going around the room, I guess. How do you want to?
Yeah, great.
All right. You just joined us, but you can, do you want to?
I want him to train him.
Okay. All right. Let's go, Commissioner.
But he can still participate because he's been looking for stuff. So.
Oh, great.
Yeah, go ahead.
You want to choose one?
Oh. If you can just state your name for the record since you're in the yeah. Well, just so we know who's here.
Yeah, I'm Nate Zillis with UBAC. Let's do legal for 100.
Legal for 100. This cannot take place during a closed.
What is vote?
Okay, Miles.
Holler. We've already been through all this public meeting stuff. So, yeah, I'll come in when they start talking.
Whoa, you got it to work.
Okay, Laurie. Commissioner Miles didn't choose one. Go ahead.
Foundations for 100.
Okay, foundations for 100. These constitute the official record of a meeting. Anyone? What are the minutes? You've got a correct answer. Well done. Okay.
Types of meetings for 100.
Types of meetings, 100. This portion of a meeting is not open to the public at large. The easy ones, guys.
Closed meetings.
Executive session, closed meetings. They're both correct. The law calls them closed meetings. Many people call them executive sessions. So, there's it. Okay, let's keep going around this.
Best practices for 500.
Way to be brave.
During meetings, members of a public body should not communicate through this meeting.
Oh, Jackson.
Okay, what's wait, electronic here online?
Or electronic.
Is that what did they say?
Yeah, horror texting.
Okay, so the correct is electronic message transmission. That's what the law says. Texting is included in that, even email. So basically, what the law says on this particular topic is members of a public body are not prohibited from using electronic meeting message transmissions outside of public meetings. So what it's trying to say is you guys are allowed to communicate with each other, but it specifically says not prohibited outside of public meetings. In other words, it's implying don't be texting, don't be emailing during a meeting. The whole point is to have deliberation so the public can see what's in the minds of their public officials, right? How their tax dollars are being used. So please avoid electronic message transmissions during meetings.
Piper, we can read emails, right?
Yeah, no. So the idea is specifically during the meeting, texting or emailing another board member. So you're welcome to email and text, really. I think, well, I'll have to confirm that. But I think the idea is don't confer as a board via electronic message transmissions when there's an open happening, right? Do it. You could be on your computer. You could be looking. That's right. That's right. I think the idea here is if anyone ever does a grandma request and says, I'd like all text messages between board members during X meeting, the response better be, there are no responsive records because our board members were well-trained and they didn't text each other during, right? If they ask for a text message between a board member and his wife during a public meeting, what would we say?
No.
We would say, no, that's not a public record. That doesn't have anything to do with the conduct of the public's business as a gentleman, right? So, okay. Evan.
Types of meetings for 300.
Types of meetings, 300. Chance gatherings and social gatherings do not qualify as one of these. Don't overthink it.
True.
What's that?
True.
He said, what is a meeting?
Oh, okay. I did hear what is a meeting. So, correct. Good. All right. Let's go online. I'm not sure which order you guys want to go in. Maybe we'll start with Commissioner Horrocks and then kind of go in his room and then down the line.
All right. Types of meetings for 500 bucks.
Meetings, 500. It's a bonus, double points. Congratulations.
All right.
See, who gets it?
If he is here,
Commissioner Barnes. URL of the website used for posting materials related to public meetings. What I'm really looking for here are three letters.
PMN.
Ooh, Adam and Curtis got double points. That's 1,000. That I think is equates to, was that 10 cookies?
Yes, I could say.
All right.
Objection, objection.
Well, we'll save them for you till you come again, sir.
So the three letters are PMN. You can go to PMN, which is not, you know, kind of, in any event, it's pmn.utah.gov or utah.gov/PMN. That'll get you to the public meeting notice website. Okay. So let's go back home. Okay, next. Someone in your room, Commissioner Horrocks.
Oh, they both had to step out. I'm sorry.
All right, let's do someone else on Zoom. I don't see it right
now.
Jennifer.
I'll do compliance requirements for 500.
500. Pending minutes must be made available to the public this many days after the meeting.
Three.
Okay, I heard two people say three. 30 days. Did I hear 30?
Oh, it's approved minutes. I thought it was approved minutes. I'm sorry. Yeah.
You get your good point. Good distinction. So the pending minutes take a while to write. And so there's a 30-day window in which to get those done. Once they've been voted on and approved, there's the three-day window. Right. I just gave away the answer to another one of the questions. Okay. Who's next on Zoom? Who do we have? Let's jump in, anybody. Nobody?
Mike?
We'll do types of meetings for 400.
Hey, typically, an anchor location is required for this type of meeting, one that the pandemic made ubiquitous. Anyone? Jump in.
Virtual.
Okay, I heard what is virtual meeting? That's correct. Mm-hmm. Called electronic meeting in statute. Same thing. Great. Okay. Is there anyone else online or should we come back to the room?
Carver.
Carver, go ahead.
Foundation for 5.
Atma, Grandma, and FOIA are examples of this kind of law. UV protection may be necessary.
Oh, God. Yeah. What is sunshine law?
Okay. Paul says, what is a sunshine law? Correct. Okay. Who's back in the room? Who's next?
Oh, actually, there's one more that joined up. Jenny?
Great.
Well, maybe that's, is that just someone's laptop trying? It's from someone from UBAC, so.
Anyway, right, Mr. Chair.
Together? No? All right. I guess we're back to me then. All right. Let's do compliance requirements for 300.
All right. This Real Housewife of Salt Lake City was convicted for wire fraud. Anybody?
Yeah, my weakness.
Easter egg. This is so I can out you if you watch this kind of television. Come on, anybody? Anybody? Nobody?
No idea.
The correct answer is who's Jen Shaw. I'm proud of you all.
I think you should get points for not answering that one.
Respect has gone up 3 notches. All right. Go ahead.
Let's do best practices 400.
Best practices 400. Chair should opt to do this when discussing security personnel or security personnel, devices, or systems.
Move to go into closed session.
Nice. What is close the meeting? Correct. Well done. Okay.
Compliance requirements 400.
The number of days after a meeting within which the audio recording must be made available.
It was 3.
3, yeah.
Correct. What is 3 days?
Man? That's what Jen and I were thinking of. Mm.
Yeah, can I just say you're welcome? You're welcome.
Hey, all right. Oh, wait. Did you do it?
Did you go?
Okay.
Legal for 400.
Bonus, double points. Oh, let's see who gets it. An agenda must meet this standard with regards to the level of detail it provides for each item.
What is the Piper standard?
Ooh, I like it. Does have to pass my scrutiny, but I will apply the following standard, which is reasonably specific. No one gets double points. Okay, Paul.
Let's go closed meetings for 500.
Under certain circumstances, this can be used in lieu of an audio recording of a closed meeting. We want to jump in. Oh, timer. Time has run. What?
The written.
Yeah.
So the written minutes?
So it's an affidavit signed by the chair. So basically what that means is it's if you discuss the character, professional competence,
or physical or mental health.
Physical or mental health of an individual, or if you're discussing, there's one other, I can't remember what basis it is. Those do not require a recording. You can do a recording, but if the chair or the body opts to, they can turn off the recording device, and then the chair can sign an affidavit stating that's all that they did, all that they discussed was that session. So, and I think the idea there is, you know, protect the reputation of the individual so that there isn't even a record of that in case it gets out. So, let's see. Okay, who do we have? Go ahead. Foundations, 300. This term typically refers to a simple majority of the membership of a public body, but is sometimes a different number defined by applicable law.
It's a quorum.
Okay, Paul said, what is a quorum? Correct. Hey, online, Mr. Horrocks.
Legal for 500.
Ooh. A party denied a right under OPMA may file a court complaint only within this many days following a final action. If anyone gets this right, you get 3 cookies.
8 days.
No.
7.
9. That's how long someone has to say, the public body screwed up, and court, I want you to tell them that and undo their action. They can do that, and they will succeed if there was genuinely a mistake, right? Another question, we'll talk about how a public body might remedy that. Oh, sorry. No, it's not time yet. All right. Who do we have next? Let's just remember the order you went in and chime in, please. Online.
I think I was next in Carver.
Great. What would you like?
Let's do compliance requirements for 200.
Approved minutes must be posted within this many days after. Quick.
I already answered it. 3.
Okay, who's next?
Mike. Line.
Mike.
Let's do foundations for 400.
The convening of this type of body, which must consist of at least 2 persons, typically constitutes a meeting. Don't overthink it.
Public.
What is a public body? Well done. Experienced.
Let's go foundations for 2.
A meeting is required to both discuss and do this with regards to matters over which an entity has authority.
Both.
What is take action?
Yeah, perfect. I'll give it to you. Well done. Okay, who's next?
I guess that's me. Let's do closed meetings for 300.
When conducting interviews, public bodies often rely on this basis for closing the meeting. This has come up.
Motion.
I'm going to give it to Commissioner Miles because he said it almost verbatim from the statute earlier. What is discussing the character or professional competence?
Or physical or mental health.
It's physical or mental health. Hopefully that doesn't come up during the interview or else HR might have issues. Okay. Wait, who's up?
All right. It's the compliance requirements for 100.
The name of the online portal used for posting materials related to public meetings.
It's the public meetings portal. Yeah. The notice website.
public notice website. That's right. Well done. Okay.
Best practices 300.
Willful disruption to the point that orderly conduct of a meeting is seriously compromised allows a public body to take this action.
Close
the meeting. Wait, I want to check this. That's wrong.
Remove the person.
Okay, the answer is remove one or more persons.
But which people?
Dr. Victor. All right, who do we have?
Best practices for 200.
Public bodies must undergo this on an annual basis.
Most training.
Well done. Everybody should get that one.
We're doing it twice this year, though.
Huh?
We're doing it twice this year.
Oh, wow.
Well, kind of. I mean, I guess.
Overachieving the fiscal year. Count it for the fiscal year.
Yeah.
Which track? Time
okay, Paul.
Legal for 300.
An automobile violation can sometimes be cured if the public body does this, what we talked about earlier. What can they do? Everybody's wrong. Actually, here, let me do this. Okay. What is retake the action in a subsequent meeting? So basically what you do is say we, you know, inappropriately took action. It wasn't agendized, for example. Agendize it, give 24-hour notice, take the vote, and it can overcome even a, you know, even if someone's already filed some court complaint. Notice the opportunity to kind of be aware of it.
What if it's not, or I guess it doesn't matter if it's within that 90 days or not. You can do it at any time after that?
Do it at any time. That's right. 90 days expire, so no one can
take issue. But
the court complaint.
So 3 years from now, we could
rectify. We did something inappropriate 3 years ago. Agendize it. Sure. All right. Who's next?
Type of meetings for 200.
Okay. This type of meeting may be held in the event of unforeseen circumstances and only requires the best notice practicable under the circumstances. What do we got? I think I heard online.
Emergency.
Emergency meeting.
Okay. I think we're online now. Go ahead and get us going.
All right, closed meetings for 400.
A motion to enter a closed meeting must be approved by this majority of the public body, expressed as a fraction.
Two-thirds.
Yep. Here, let me give you this. Two-thirds, correct. Well done. Next.
Legal for 200.
A public body may, but is not required to allow the public to do this during a meeting.
What is?
Paul said, make comments.
But if it's a hearing,
then it's a hearing, it's required. A public meeting is different. That's correct. That's right. Well, good distinction. Okay, who's next online? Mike.
Best practices for 100.
Okay. This must be published at least 24 hours in advance of the meeting.
It's an agenda. Good job, Paul.
Okay, and the last one, I'll just pick it. Public bodies may have closed meeting discussions with their lawyer if this is pending or reasonably imminent.
Litigation.
Man, look at you guys. I think you got almost every question right. So now... winner takes all. Final Jeopardy. Where's my music? You heard it last time, didn't you? Members of a public body who have questions about OPMA should do this. Everybody, yell it out.
Ask Chris.
I think I heard some of it. Ask the lawyer. Let me know when questions. Are there any questions based on what we went over? I did go a little bit over grandma, and so just be sensitive to the public records that you're creating in your capacity as a board member. Whether or not it's on your official, you know, cell phone or personal cell phone, whether or not it's personal email, or I don't know if you're using an official email address, just be aware that regardless of the medium used, that these are potentially public records. They are records in most cases, and so just be sensitive to that. I would just add,
I have a question. Are photos and videos?
Photos and videos, are they reproducible electronically or by other means?
Yeah.
They are.
So the photo I just took of you a few minutes ago
could be potentially incriminating if the public would be able to view that.
Please don't ever take pictures.
Boy, I better delete a lot. Commissioner Miles has had it.
Cutting off discussion at this point. So good question. If there are other questions about grandma, what should you do? It's on your screen. Just let me know. I'm happy to. I represent the board, and so I, you know, individual board members, if they have questions about their role, or just any activities they're involved with as a member of the board, I'm the guy you can reach out to. I'm happy to assist.
May we have your
card?
Nate and I would like to call and talk to you.
Okay. Paul, I would just say this, maybe reach out to Paul. He'll give you my email address.
Hey, Nick. Paul has reached out.
And I'm also on the emails.
One day to get it to me. How's
that? Oh, one day? Now it's free?
My email address is on the emails that went out to the board. So I'm even there. Don't hesitate.
Thank you.
The last thing comment I'll make, because it said other training as applicable, I'll just say, you know, the ethics law, everyone here is, you know, on this particular board is involved in state government or else as an elected local official. You have a lot of expertise. Question may arise, well, what if I have a conflict of interest, right?
Oh.
Apparently wrong or bad or evil.
Back to another question.
It needs to be managed appropriately. So
it's okay, I got a
phone
call.
The one
I left here earlier.
A conflict, let me know so we can decide if it's a real conflict, if it needs to be managed appropriately. Often, you know, an actual conflict needs to be simply disclosed in advance of taking any action. But there are, you know, any number of scenarios to deal with. So let's avoid even the appearance of impropriety. Just let me know in advance of any votes that you feel may give rise to a conflict of interest. And I think with that, unless there are any other questions, I'll close the training.
I think this is excellent training. It wasn't boring at all.
Thank you.
Yeah, no.
It arose after a boring training I did.
You know, thank you very much. I was going to say that may have been the most entertaining and engaging training I've ever been in. And so I appreciate that. If any of you need a refresher, there is a presentation included in the packet as well. That goes over a lot of this information as well, but again, in a much less engaging and entertaining format. So that was good. Thanks, Chris. All right, well, let's move on then to agenda item 4B, discussion on resolution for governing of electronic meetings. That is found in your packet, but I'll go ahead and turn it to you, Paul. I imagine you wanted to go over this one.
Yeah. Let's see. Get everything back up here. Okay. We are required to have either a rule or a resolution relative to our use of electronic meetings. I did include that in the packet, I think a couple times actually, accidentally, but it basically just kind of goes over some high level things. And actually, we could ask our lawyer since his office helped draft this whole thing up. But one of the big things in this is how we treat board members. Like today, we have two board members on the call electronically. How do we treat them as far as voting? And we include them. And that's what it says in this resolution. I don't know if there's anything more exciting or interesting than this. A lot of this is just straight out of complying with the statute. Anchor locations, notices. You know, Chris, is there anything? No, I'll just say this, which is, you know, this sort of thing is required to be on the books. I'm pretty sure there was a resolution at some point made just by vote years ago, and so you're fine. But an anchor location is required. During COVID, there were times when there was no anchor location. That requires a declaration from the chair every 30 days stating that there's an emergency.
we're past those days, so there always has to be an anchor location. But with this, it's a comprehensive resolution. You all can look through it. If you have any quick tweaks you want to make, you're welcome to, but I think it really covers the bases. And so as long once you voted it in, you're definitely in the clear. You've got a good clean record of being clear to do electronic meetings.
May I ask a question?
Yeah.
There's nothing more stringent than what's in state code, right?
No, the state code says, you know, you can restrict votes of people participating electronically. And I think this one is as liberal as it can be.
All right. And do we need to take any action then on this today, since it's already been approved and is in our policies and procedures? Or,
well, I put this separately just because it was a kind of different from the other things. This is, we can include in our policies, but those are sort of different.
Yeah, I say just vote on it.
Okay, so we do need to re-vote on this? Okay. All right, well, I'll give everyone just a second to look through it. But are there any other questions about it then before we take action? If not, I will entertain a motion then whenever anyone feels comfortable doing so.
I'll make a motion that we Appendix E Board Resolution on Electronic Meetings as presented.
There's a motion on the floor.
Do I have a second? I'll second it.
Thank you, Commissioner Horrocks. We have a motion. Any discussion to the motion? Hearing none. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? All right, that appears to be unanimous. Thank you so much, and thank you for those who put this together. And then thanks to all the board members for being flexible, obviously, with this type of a meeting and the distances involved. We realize we have to be flexible oftentimes, and we're just glad to have everyone participating. So thank you. All right, we'll move on to agenda item 4C, Board Administrative Policies and Procedures. Well, I'll go back to you on that one.
Okay. So these are policies and procedures for applicants and how we kind of function on the administrative side. As I understand it from, well, a couple of things. One, I need to have something in place that's a requirement for my department, which oversees my activities. And so we need to have some types of policies and procedures in place for that. Also, this is hopefully kind of puts down on paper what some of the requirements are and things, because we don't have this written out anywhere else at this point. So I know Chris and I have talked about administrative rules policies versus rules versus statutes, and there's like layering on that.
I think most of these are internal facing administrative sorts of things.
As they
there is some questions to when or if we'll adopt administrative rules that are connected to these, which I think probably would be appropriate.
So we might need to, actually rules set up in the future on some of these items, but anyway, if you want me, I can go through this. I'm trying to think if there's anything specific that's exciting. It goes through, I mean, a lot of this is just, I literally pulled it right out of statute. So that's just to have on hand for people when they're applying. This board specifically, where there's only three eligible applicants, essentially, it's fairly confined. And so most of the people actually know how to do things, but it goes over the funding allocation. That's the formula from statute and kind of how that works. Let's see, it talks about how those, you know, how each entity has their own unallocated, allocated portion that's set aside and how those applications come from that. Again, a lot of this is just straight out of statutory. The statute. Let's see. One part, and this is one of the reasons why I had put this together, was for the monitoring side of things.
And again, that's an internal, but does affect how projects are reviewed. So we keep, so we can show accountability for all funds that are expended through the department and through this fund.
I have a correction on Duchesne County's 21-2252. We asked for an amendment on that. It's been extended to 24 because the centennial payment next year comes in September. So what you've got there isn't what I've got. Yeah. Isn't what we've got.
Oh, it was already extended?
We made that request at the last, I think it was the last meeting.
I see what the question. Oh, Laura, you're awesome. Okay. Oh, yeah, we already have a contract. Well,
we extended it for the two payments for the event center, and they come annually. I make a copy of it if you want.
No, no, it wasn't in the system, so I need to make sure that gets. That's already a year out. So, okay.
Not that far, but
thanks.
Just so you are aware that it's still on.
So, Paul, I've got a question if I could, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Just to make sure that I understand. So, on a project, we still have funds that haven't been expended. You close, you know, relative to our administration, whatever it's called, funding process. That money just gets put back into our total.
Yes, into and the then, entity's total, not the overall.
Right, and then we would have to reapply for those funds.
Yeah.
That's a new project or extension of your project or something.
So if there's a situation where a project is expires and we don't take action on it for some reason and that money goes back, then yeah, it would need to be redone. But if you can catch it for... That's one of the reasons on these, you'll notice on our agendas that I put the expiring soon projects. Like that, actually, the one you pointed out is one that it hasn't expired yet, but it's going to happen at the end of this year. So I give all of everyone a heads up. Since all the entities that apply are represented on the board, it's nice and convenient, but so you all know. Anyway, so then we can make action before that or soon after. Any questions on the policies and procedures? If there's anything that would be, I mean, everything is basically how we've done it. I think the only big one is monitoring is a relatively new thing that we've been doing. And we're trying to kind of firm that up and clarify it for everybody. We are doing a report-based monitoring where the people who are running the project annually send some photos and a write-up and we go over it along with their normal reimbursement claims. Any questions? Anything?
Any questions from the board?
No, I don't think so.
All right. Well, hearing none, is that one we need to approve as well? It looks like it's revised as of this month. So
yeah, okay. Board.
Yeah, let's go ahead. If you've looked at that and feel comfortable approving that, then I'd accept a motion.
Yeah, I'll make that motion.
All right, we have a motion from Commissioner Horrocks. I have a second.
I'll second.
Second from Commissioner Miles. Any discussion to the motion? All right, hearing none, all in favor, say aye.
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 Are there any opposed? Or not? And Mike, I don't think, did you vote on that one?
I'm going to abstain on that.
Abstain? Okay. So we have four in favor and then the one abstention. All right. So moving on to agenda item 4D, grants expiring soon. I'll turn it back over to you for that one as well to walk us through those.
Okay. As I just mentioned,
These are ones just as a heads up at end of the year, except for the Shane County ones.
That's okay.
But I'll get that fixed. Yeah, they're sending it at the end of the year. I'll send these same things out to all the grant managers. And Lori's one of them, so it's easy because I can take care of that one. So, yeah, and then I think, I don't know when our next meeting is going to be specifically, but nothing will happen until after the next meeting.
Okay.
After the,
so we don't need to extend those today?
No. Okay. There's no need to. I kind of like to give it to the end so we don't, they might be completed, and then we don't have to do any other actions.
Okay. Well, great. Any questions on those expiring grants then from anyone? All right. Great. Well, let's go on to agenda item number 5, project applications, starting with 5A with the expired contracts.
Okay. So, sorry, I'm assuming you want me to talk.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's proceed.
So we have a couple projects or a couple contracts here that have a number of projects within them. Both of these are from the Ute Tribe, and I've already received a request to extend these for 2 years.
Yeah.
Until June of 25. That's what we're going to do on those.
Okay.
If you want to, we can go over more specifically. I have the individual projects within those contracts up here. Sorry, they're on different pages, but.
Okay.
But there was at least Ed Kurupt, the grant manager for the Ute Tribe, told me that there's more action happening on these projects and they're moving. And so.
Okay. And that was going to be my question is just, are these all still moving forward then?
Yeah.
Okay.
There are.
All right. Any questions from others on the board? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. I talked to Ed on this too, on these projects. Some of them have been completed, so it was doing the paperwork to me.
Yeah.
So this is get right what you said.
Yeah, we have these contracts that have like a dozen projects within them.
Yeah. So he said a lot of them have been completed, you know. When I look at these purchases for vehicles, there's something down, you know. And I start to go over the projects, you know. I go and look at it, police vehicles. Yes, they've been completed. The pump system has been a tractor. Yes, that's been done. Water line infrastructure has been vehicles with water settlement. Those have been done. I think that's, we have to look at it before the machine dump has been done, you know. So I dealt with a lot of this because I was the executive director there for a year and a half. And I'd have to go ahead and push everybody. So you're going to get a report that a lot of these projects have been done. Maybe you don't have one or two open.
Great. Did I hear a question online? Okay. All right. Well, if there are no other questions, do I hear a motion to extend these projects?
I'll make a motion that we extend these two contracts for 2 years. So those would that be until December 31st of 2025?
Paul? I think they're just requesting until June 30th, 2025.
Yeah, June 2025.
2025, okay. That will be my motion, Mr. Chair.
All right. I'll second it.
All right, we have a motion to second. Any discussion to the motion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 All right. Any opposed? All right, appears to be unanimous and in favor. All right, moving on to 5B. This is a UN County project. Paul, did you want to speak to this, or did you want to have the applicant speak to it?
I can read off what's on the thing, but I think it's great.
Okay, yeah. Commissioner Horrocks, do you want to just walk us through? In fact, let's go ahead and, because it looks like you have the next three projects, so we'll just kind of turn it over to you, and you can let us know what you have.
All right, we'd like to buy a hydraulic sander for our portable sander for our semis for $43,000, homeless services for $85,000, and then we have a remodel if we need the money at Western Park for $2 million in upgrades and updates on the Western Park complex, which is
an ice ring and amphitheater and the park facility.
Okay. All right. Are there any questions on any of those projects from UNA County?
I don't have a question, but I have a recommendation for your commissioner boards. You probably run into the same problem that Deschenes County is going to run into on their project, and ask that your construction, well, the whole contract be extended for a couple of years so that you have enough. Because I imagine you're spending your current money out now, and this is to pick up any odds and ends at the end. That your other money is going to be spent first. That way, Paul doesn't have to go in and amend that contract. So instead of it being a 2-year contract, maybe 4 instead. Is that okay, Paul?
Yeah.
If you'd like, sir.
Yeah, I don't see any problem with that. I don't think there's any necessity. We'll have the need to, but yeah.
All right. Any other questions? My question is, what is the sander? Is that for like
pushing snow?
Okay, that's
snow. Yeah. Was it
a table sander, or if it was just wanted to make sure I was understanding. All right,
a good table sander.
Okay. All right. And I'll leave it up to the board if there's any discomfort doing it this way. But where we have these three projects from one entity, I am fine taking those in a batch unless Chris thinks that's a bad idea.
It's fine. But if any board
but if there are any,
yeah, want to do something separately,
right,
by all means. But
yeah. Okay.
There's no one wants
to. So if there are no objections to doing that, then I'll accept a motion for those items.
I'll make a motion that we approve items 5B, 5C, and 5D as presented.
We have a motion. Do I hear a second?
All right.
A motion and second. Any discussion to the motion? All right. Hearing none, all in favor, say aye.
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 All right. Any opposed, say nay. All right. It appears, I don't know if I voted. I'm an aye. They did not vote. All right, it appears to be unanimous in favor. All right, with that, let's go ahead and move on to the projects for Deschenes County. Commissioner, do you want to go ahead and take those then?
Yeah, thank you. Just have a couple of items. So the pandemic, as it happened, one of the big realizations was that we didn't have a good isolated spot for our seniors. And our senior center is currently located in our administration building in Deschenes City. And it's just been a little bit tight. And at times, and Lori can attest to this, as running our senior program, at times we had to shut our seniors out. And I think having a dedicated place for them was a big realization for us as a county. And so we do have an old building. The school district was housed in that building for many years. And if you're familiar with Deschenes Library, this building is the eastern side of the library building in Deschenes. What we propose to do is renovate that old building. And we did receive some ARPA funds that we've kind of earmarked towards this. It's taken us a lot longer to get through the engineering and to find out exactly what we need in this remodel, but we'd like to ask for that as kind of a contingency. As all of you are aware, the price of construction hasn't gotten cheaper over the last few years. And so we would like to ask for this $500,000 to be used for that building in case we need it. Great. And then the other portion of our request is for home-delivered meals trucks. And we're appreciative of UNA Basin Association of Governments who runs that program for us as well. We've got some trucks that are reaching the end of life and would just like to get some newer, updated trucks so that we can continue to deliver these meals to our homebound seniors throughout Deschenes County. And they've got a lot of miles on them, and this will allow us to be able to continue to run those meals. So, and we would like to also make the same request that we give a little bit longer to spend the money. I'm sure that we'll I'll move quickly on the trucks, but would like to ask for a 4-year contract for the South Building reconstruction, especially to give us time in case we do need a little extra time to expend those funds. So our total request is $670,000.
Okay. Are there any questions on either of those requests? All right. I don't think you're going to regret any investments in senior services over the next year or so.
We have to keep us compliant with the state division of aging, too.
Yeah.
So we're very appreciative back.
Right. All right. Well, with that, I will entertain a motion.
I'll make that motion.
All right. So just to clarify for the record, are you approving both 5E and 5F?
Yes. And yes.
Contract extension on the South Building reconstruction?
Yes.
The time frame? Okay. All right. We have a motion on the table. Do I hear a second?
I'll second that.
All right. We have a second. All right. Are there any discussion to the motion? All right. Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Okay. Any opposed say nay. All right. It appears to be unanimous in favor.
Thank you.
And we will go to our final project for the Ute Tribe. Are you up?
All right. I'm going to speak for it because I'm familiar.
Perfect. That'd be great. Thank you.
Reallocating a request for $205,092. That's going to change because the cost of material and everything, contractors. It's going to be additional $24,000 to that letter right here.
Okay.
So you're going to add $24,000 on that. $205,092, which would make it about $29,092. I think I got the math right.
Sounds right to me.
Yeah.
Is 24 on top? Oh, yeah, 229.
Yeah, 229.
Yeah. All right, now you got it. All right. We're going to take it from this human resources modeling project, which was awarded $304,935.52 is what's remaining out of balance of what they used. It's going to be used for the upgrade of the new Tribe coffee shop, including a digital menu board when you're pulling in, repainting the building exterior and interior, extending the roof for the patio area, a drive room, rehabilitation of the outside patio area, including new tables and chairs, new cabinets, countertops, lighting, new laminate, tables, chairs, refrigerator, shelving, display cases, covered cup dispenser, and ice machine. For a total amount of, when I say 200 and was it $229.92? Is that right?
Yeah, because you said it was $24,000,
right? Yeah, we're going to do addendum to an amendment.
Okay.
So that's all we're going to do.
$229, yeah.
Yes. Does that sound right?
That sounds right. All right. Are there any questions on that project reallocation? All right, I'm not hearing any questions, but good job with the presentation.
You're welcome.
All right, I'll be open to a motion then.
I'll make a motion. I'll let Commissioner Parks
go ahead.
I'll make a motion with the amended request as presented.
Okay, great. We have a motion as amended on the request. And Commissioner Horrocks, did I hear you second it?
Yes, I'll second it.
All right, thank you. We have a motion and a second on the table. Are there any discussion? Is there any discussion to the motion? All right, hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All right, any opposed say nay. Hearing none, it appears to be unanimous as well. Thank you, everyone, for bringing these and for the information and the good work you're doing with these funds. We really appreciate that. So final agenda item number 6, board member issues, and that is scheduling of meetings for our calendar year. Paul, has there been, it's typically quarterly, right?
I shoot for it.
I didn't see in the agenda that you had any specific recommendations for meeting dates.
I wanted to open it up because I think you've mentioned before about doing it in person. That kind of, we need to coordinate with people who are
right.
And any other things that are going on, we don't want to overlap with other big events or anything. So
sure. Okay. Well, no, that's great. We've got some new individuals on the board as well who may have different schedules. So With that, let's see, when would our next meeting be normally? Would it be January?
Well, that's, or, I mean, that kind of is up to, we haven't had a meeting for a while, so we wanted to start getting into, you know, deciding, I don't know, maybe Board wants to try to target certain months or overlap with, if there's meetings out here that we want to overlap with.
We have our ALG Electric meeting, but we don't have one until March in that quarter. We usually skip because the legislative issues and they're tied up there, and it's hard for them. Sometimes you've done a virtual, but usually because we hold this one, we don't really need another one right away. You could still schedule it then if we don't need it.
You know, it's been working, you know, just for the new committee members. You know, we call these meetings, you know, there's usually some emergency that we need to take place, so we just kind of call these meetings as those comes up at times to accommodate different things, you know, so, you know, just so the other new members are aware that they can call up and get a special meeting that's maybe not scheduled.
Okay. Yeah, and I'm definitely open to suggestions since the other members of the board are the ones who are the eligible applicants on what the frequency should be. So if we're thinking December or January, if we want to put one tentatively, that would probably be good because, yeah, otherwise we're probably going to be into March by the time we get through legislative issues. Well, so
if we think we need one, let's put one out there in January and do it. You know, of course, if nobody has projects, we can postpone it, I guess. And or if something comes up earlier, we can call an earlier meeting.
Okay. Well, wonderful. Are there specific days that are typically bad based on commission meetings or other?
Mondays
are bad? Okay.
Mondays are bad. We're open on Friday and we can't work on Friday.
Oh, okay.
Mondays are bad for us as well. And I think Mondays and Tuesdays are bad for UNA County because they have their working and then their regular session. Is that right, Brad?
Yes. You know, the way we do these for Zoom too, it would, you know, with Wednesday, you know, which we get doing a lot of traveling at the end of January, but Wednesday would be fine for us if that'd work.
Probably Thursday and Friday would be good for the track.
Okay. Well, let's maybe find a Thursday or Friday then in early January before things get too hectic for everyone. So maybe that would be the 11th or 12th. Or the 18th or 19th, if either of those work for individuals. And then, yeah, probably stick with an electronic meeting for the next one. And I would like to meet in person semi-regularly. But
just suggest to you is usually because you're busy getting your contracts and everything finished up and your projects done, maybe do the first two quarters as virtue. And then in the third quarter, you usually get your funding amount from tax revenue and maybe still do that one virtual, but then when you actually do your funding meeting, hold that one in person. Just a suggestion.
Okay.
Because of everybody's schedules going so many different ways. Right. And you're always more than welcome to have them here. I know UNA County's wanted to host them a few times and even so we can
tried to even host them.
Whatever you'd like to do on it. But I think just for everybody's convenience, virtual is probably easier for maybe the first three quarters and then make sure the fourth quarter is in person so we still get together and converse and talk and have fun.
I wonder if we do it in January, I think the session, when does the session start?
After the 15th, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think after it starts.
Oh, is it? Please don't. I was thinking it was the third Monday, but I might.
I guess if we did it like on a Thursday, like Councilman Duncan is.
Basically, we'll go ahead and check our schedules because we're probably done.
Okay.
Most of next month, 2-3 weeks out of the month.
Okay.
I'm sure that Commissioner Horrocks and I, we usually have county meetings that take place on the Hill. Yeah. And so we could accommodate a meeting if we could do it later in the afternoon, maybe.
Okay.
Usually committee meetings are 2 o'clock. So if we could do a little later than that, That for me, that, but whatever.
You can go ahead and do a phone in Zoom. That works for us too.
Okay.
Go ahead and take time to try.
Yeah.
Should we plan on January 11th in the afternoon then? Maybe like at a 3:30-ish time slot? See who's on it.
Sounds good to me.
Okay. And check your calendars. If there's something on there, we can be flexible. We've got plenty of time currently to reschedule those. But, yeah, let's tentatively plan on that then. And then, as you mentioned, Commissioner, if there aren't any projects and we don't need that, I'm open to being flexible. We want to do what works. We don't want to clog up your schedules if we don't need to either. So,
okay. Sounds all good.
Right. Well, wonderful. Thank you.
Any guidance on the rest of the year, just generally? Let's go with like what months we want to kind of target or anything. And I can, we're really encouraged to put those dates out there as far ahead as we can to give people a heads up.
Yeah, that's fair. So if we,
April,
doing it quarterly, that would be April would be the next one. And I'm fine with sticking with kind of that second Thursday if that in the afternoon, if that works.
Let's just go through and do that quarterly on that Thursday and see how it works.
January or?
So, yeah, January, then April.
April.
Then,
okay, no problem.
Yeah, then it would be July, I think. Doesn't that work? Okay.
Yay. Okay.
I got a comment on this next one. We're going to be meeting with the council once we get back, and myself and Mike. Then we'll be putting up a budget that we're going to come and get for the coming year.
Great.
And it'll be passed by resolution, and they'll give us their information.
Awesome.
Perfect.
So the second Thursday is 3:30 is where we're kind of shooting. So January, April, July, and then
October.
Because it's going to be, well, the new money doesn't come until like late August, usually.
What I was thinking, though, is you can still do virtual because everybody will be preparing for their project. And then you could hold your meeting in person in October and do the funding. Everybody could present a project. If you want to, but I know that would be probably inconvenient. You're more than welcome to hold it here. And we schedule it different from our board meeting, but we also have UBAG's board meeting is in the fourth Thursday in October, and they'd be more than welcome to come and be at the meeting or come afterwards, have lunch, and then go ahead and have your meeting, your call. Either way, we'd be glad to so that you can be in person.
Yeah, no, and if that's convenient for those who are participating, that'd be great. Yeah.
If that's okay with you, if it would order our tribal members,
let's plan on that then.
We have our UBAG meeting in Duchesne, so
okay.
Then we could eat lunch too. So
yeah, you would have to come for lunch. You don't have to come and listen to the meeting, but please come for lunch and eat.
We're going to the meeting, not lunch.
All right, perfect. Well, I appreciate everyone's participation. I think it's been very productive, and thanks so much to staff and our legal counsel for all your help in putting this together and the presentation. So with that, I will entertain one final motion.
Did I cut you off?
Motion
to what adjourn. You needed.
Motion to adjourn.
Thank you.
All right. And second, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All right. Hey, thanks so much, everybody.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.